Test 74, Section 3, Question 19. Here we're looking for a parallel reasoning question. And with this one, we don't really get a conclusion in the first sentence. In the last sentence. Instead, it's in the first. And the conclusion is the concert was probably not properly promoted. So it probably didn't get promoted the right way. And then the evidence is Wells, who's knowledgeable, says it was certain that it would sell out unless it was properly poorly promoted, and it didn't sell out. So basically, the thing here is it's relying on an if-then statement by someone who is an expert. And so we need to have something and then saying, but we didn't meet the then, so therefore the if must have been false as well. So it's essentially basically using a contrapositive, modus tollens, whatever you want to call it. So we need something that's going to have that same thing where you get an if-then, we don't meet the then, therefore the if didn't happen. Dr. Smith, well-trained cardiologist, said the patient would probably survive the heart transplant if it were performed by a highly skilled surgeon. Thus, since the patient did not survive, it probably was not properly performed. So the thing there, it just says if it were performed by a highly skilled surgeon, not whether or not it's properly performed. So it's a little bit different. It does have the if-then, it does have negating the then, but I don't like the properly performed versus performed by a highly skilled surgeon. So one's about the person, the other is about the procedure. So B, Professor White, who's knowledgeable, said that the sample did not contain any organic. So it's probably not labeled correctly, for if it would contain organic. The thing here is Professor Willis isn't making an if-then claim. She's just saying that it doesn't contain it, and so she doesn't have an if-then. She just is stating that it doesn't have the compounds. So it's a little different too. My neighbor, who's experienced home renovator, said the damage to the wall would not be noticeable if it were properly repaired. So it's saying won't be noticeable if it's properly repaired. Thus, the repair was probably not properly done, since one can still notice it. That's actually going to be the same, because we have an expert, someone who's an experienced, said if it were properly done, it won't be noticeable. Just like if it were properly promoted, then it would sell out. And so that seems pretty good. We'd like C. The builder said that the school's roof would not require repair for years unless it's damaged in a storm. Okay, it wouldn't require that unless it's damaged in a storm. Since there have been no major storms, the builder was probably wrong. Well, it's saying the roof is already leaking and there haven't been storms, so the builder was wrong. That isn't what we're trying to do, is prove the person wrong. We're trying to say that their if-then statement works. Professor Yanakita, who's an expert, said the test would find lead if they're properly conducted. Since the test did find lead, they were properly conducted. That's a bad if-then, because that's saying they would find lead if they're properly conducted, and then it says they found lead. So that isn't negating the then, it's confirming the then. And so therefore, C is going to be our best answer. It meets all of our criteria and is the best one.